The Idaho Statesman has joined some other red state newspapers in endorsing the Democratic candidate for president. Hillary Clinton picked up the paper's support in an editorial published yesterday. The last time the Statesman endorsed a Democrat for president was Barack Obama's first campaign in 2008. Our Matt Gillum spoke to Deborah Lighthouser, the Statesman's publisher and president, about what went into the decision and what it means for the paper to buck the state's preferred politics.
It's a big deal to make a presidential endorsement in any race. I think in Idaho, knowing this voter base, it perhaps seems like a bigger deal to them, but I think we look at all races as individual races, and we look at the candidates that are brought forth at that moment in time. The viewers that agree with us think it's a really big call because they obviously are pro-Clinton. I think that there's a lot of people out there that are against Clinton, and I think that in a state like this, of course, a super red state, it's going to be seen as a big deal. I think the board also takes it as a big deal.
Something that I noticed was that the piece doesn't apologize for supporting Clinton, but it definitely is concedes that many won't like that choice. Why did you feel the need to put that sort of disclaimer right up front?
The board had a long conversation about that we wanted people to actually read this piece. We recognize that we're in a red state, that there are a lot of voters that might not agree with our thinking. So we wanted to put that up front and center to say, can we please just have a civil conversation? Can you look at this point by point, which is what we did. And we considered many other points that we didn't have the room to publish every single thing that we had considered. But we wanted the people of Idaho to take a thoughtful approach. We thought that the way that we outlined the endorsement would help in that. And so we were just trying to foster a conversation, whatever your conclusion as an independent voter might be.
So what was the process of making that selection like? What was it like in the room? I mean, how much discussion of Clinton's emails, Benghazi, that sort of stuff was there versus the numerous Trump controversies?
We debated both sides. We have people in the room that certainly have a lot of knowledge base. The editorial board is made up of two people from the Statesman, myself as publisher, and Bob Ehrlert, our editorial page editor, and five community members. So we have a lot of different viewpoints in the room. The decision came after lots of discussion over really a period of months. We would, you know, tiptoe into discussing the race in small ways. And then we had probably two, maybe 90-minute conversations over the recent weeks. As we said in the editorial, the vote was unanimous that we could not endorse Trump. So that came pretty swiftly. I think the points about whether or not we felt Clinton was the right choice, whether or not we felt that she was right for Idaho, that certainly took a deeper conversation.
Was there a rich debate over whether Clinton was right for Idaho, and what were some of the reasons for coming to that conclusion?
Sure, there was debate over that. We certainly had some board members that were lukewarm on Clinton. We went back and came up with a list of issues for Idaho and personality traits that we felt every candidate should have. And then we went back and sourced. We looked at their histories. We really tried to see how they measured up on those key areas. And so there was a lot of discussion during that time, both pro and con. We talked about all of Clinton's faults, and there are many. We certainly didn't take light of the fact her private email account, her private email server, her Benghazi, all that was discussed at length. However, we really tried to also look forward and where the country's going and look at the leadership qualities that we felt are needed at this time.
Have you already heard from readers about weighing in on this? Have there been canceled subscriptions yet?
Oh, of course. I mean, those come. We also have had thank you letters saying that they will continue to support the Idaho Statesman and not cancel their subscriptions. And those letters are even more surprising to me because I think it's easy for someone who's angry to pen a note, but someone who's grateful, I think that that is something that I really appreciate as publisher.
That's Idaho Statesman publisher Deborah Lighthouser speaking with Matt Gillum about the paper's endorsement this week of Democrat Hillary Clinton.